Welcome to the Higher Conversations podcast, and I'm Connor, your host. I'm a wealth and abundance coach, keynote speaker, and author. Following the sudden loss of my father, I embarked on a transformative journey, breaking free of my comfort zone and dependency on drugs and alcohol. I now earn over 6 figures embarking on soul-searching adventures around the world. During my travels, I've had the incredible opportunity to connect with individuals from all walks of life, finding that you can always be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing. Guys, it's Conway. It's the Higher Conversations podcast, and I really felt called to share what is going on. I'm actually in my house in California, which, if you know, I never do podcasts here because I actually have neighbors and you can hear them. So if you hear anything in the background, life is perfectly imperfect. And it's actually a beautiful, sunny, sunny, beautiful day here. And it's a Sunday, so I can't wait to go out and enjoy the beach and the weather while I'm home. But some huge things have come up. And if you've been following me on Instagram for a while, you'll definitely see that there's been a switch in the content that I'm making. And I've really been, you know, working around different areas of what kind of coach I want to be. I went to spiritual psychology school, found out that was kind of like a culty scam. So that's been really enlightening to me. And obviously, I always have a heart of being an entrepreneur. And really, as I was working with clients, I was really finding that I was like working around money and scarcity. And every time I travel and I go live on TikTok, people always ask me about like money and like, how do I have it? And like, how am I able to have the life I have? And I never really thought about it a ton. And so now I created a 12-week program around it called How to Be Your Own Sugar Baby. But I'll get to how it got called that and really what's going on. So I was a celebrity hairdresser during COVID or before COVID, and I was traveling the world. I lost my dad. That's how the Grieving with Gratitude podcast came about. And I would travel every month for a week at a time. And I would go somewhere I'd never been before and just go travel by myself. And that's what I was doing prior to COVID. Then obviously COVID happened and that went away. And I had to cancel a ton of trips. And so then I became a private jet broker, really got put into the luxury industry. Then I started a weed line. That's also a very luxury industry. So from there, I stopped doing all those things. And I was just living in Nashville. And I would come back to California and do hair still, because I still had hair extension clients and I still love doing it. And over the past, you know, 3 years of me doing that, and then going into spiritual psychology school and taking on clients in that form, and really looking at what scarcity is, I wanted to create freedom for people in that area, because we have a lot of scarcity around not just money. So it's not just like wealth and abundance in the sense of monetary, but I mean, money does play a huge thing and people have a really interesting relationship with money, but it is every aspect of our life. It's your health and vitality. It's scarcity around your money and career. There's scarcity around your love and relationships. There's scarcity around your creative expression as well. And I recently was dating someone, and if you know this, I have had an OnlyFans, and I was dating someone prior to that when I had OnlyFans and I was on Shameless in the South. And I really had it because that relationship, I felt really inadequate, and OnlyFans really gave me a lot of I felt really empowered to have an OnlyFans, is what I'll say, and to take pictures in lingerie or just be sexy. I never grew up feeling that way. I grew up with all boys. So I had to learn how to be a girl, right? So OnlyFans had a place for me and feeling empowered and embodying that. Like, I started modeling in 2017, and I've always just had a sexy look about me. Like, I don't come across as very wholesome. And I know that. That's just like what I look like, and I can't change it, you know? And I just never thought I could ever be the girl that could ever even post a picture of myself in a bikini on the internet. Like, that was, I just, always just thought about the fat little girl that didn't get picked and was called Cassie Lassie Dogface Girl in elementary school, you know? So add on top of that, I had a boyfriend that wouldn't touch me at all. And the OnlyFans was like an outlet that I wasn't disgusting, basically. And I didn't really realize that I had put all this meaning around having an OnlyFans platform. And obviously, when you have something like that, people are going to judge you and misjudge you and think you're a whore, or I was called a Jezebel, just like, or, oh, do you not make enough money? That's why you have OnlyFans. And it's like, no, I make a tremendous amount of money off that as well. And I recently was dating someone that I really, really cared about, and I didn't realize that I was having a lot of scarcity. You know, here I'm talking about, you can create everything you see in your life, and you literally are creating at all moments in time. And I really wasn't embodying really what I wanted to create. And here's this amazing man, and I couldn't see it. You know, I saw him through the lens of every past relationship I've had. And I was operating from that level. And he decided to stop talking to me because I posted a picture of myself in lingerie on my story. And we can go into if he's insecure or whatever it is around that. And, having boundaries, because obviously I'm going to post when I'm in Thailand in a bikini, because I work very hard on what my body looks like. And I do like feeling sexy, but I don't post those pictures with the intention of receiving affirmations from people anymore. I normally, so when he called me out on it, I obviously, when you say someone's wrong, they have to prove you wrong. It's just like a physical law, it's like a universal law. So when you make someone wrong, they'll make you wrong. I'll repeat that again. And so I felt like I was wrong and I wanted to be the victim. And when I really looked at it, I was attention seeking. And I also was holding on to having my OnlyFans account because I had a scarcity around money as well. Because whenever you have a plan B, it gives you an out from focusing on your plan A. And so I realized I have been creating this really huge scarcity around love and relationships in my life. And it's vulnerable for me to share it because I feel like as like a coach embodying this, it's almost like I'm supposed to be fucking perfect. And why would you want to learn from me? But at all points in time, we're always learning, we're always leveling up, we're always becoming a better version of ourselves. And through this, I really realized I had a scarcity around money and my career. And that's why I was holding on OnlyFans. OnlyFans hadn't been serving me for a really, really, really long time. I actually really hated it. The only thing I think is fun about it was the photo shoots. And like, I love the images I created on OnlyFans and I would put them up at my house. Like, I'm proud of that. You know, I'm proud of being able to step outside my own bubble and insecurity to feel sexy and to take sexy pictures, and I took my power back away from that. So I will always honor that, like, you should step out and do something that stretches you that you're scared of. Because when you're scared of something, you're letting it control you and you're letting it dictate your life. And there's nothing in life that you should be fucking scared of, especially when it comes around your own embodying of who you are. And so OnlyFans is like doesn't serve me. So I've deleted my OnlyFans and it isn't something I'm interested in, and I was literally keeping it as a plan B. Like, if shit doesn't work out, I have this. And whenever you have a plan B, you'll never actually fulfill your fucking call purpose and calling, right? If you look at any celebrity that has been wildly successful, they never have a fucking plan B. They only have their eye on one focus and it's on the fucking prize because that is their way into their dream. And I'm so lucky he called me out, even though I've been very sad that I feel that I've lost this person, because of me being stupid and realizing that I was also had a scarcity around love. Like, with my dad dying, I was in such survival mode of like, I have no one to rescue me. And that is something, as soon as he died, I, in a traumatic instant, I decided that for myself. I have no one rescue me. I have to rescue myself. And it served me for a purpose of time. You know, our ego does create these limiting beliefs because it is trying to protect us. And that's what allowed me to be sober. That's what allowed me to, you know, double down and say no to a lot of things and double my income and work less. And all these huge achievements I've had in my life where it gave me financial freedom came from that survival mode of I have no one to fucking save me. And I have to save myself and whatever that looks like. But when he first died, I was just a hairdresser. So I doubled down on had a singular focus on my one plan B or plan A, which was hair, right? And of course I succeeded at that. Of course I did phenomenal at it because I only had eyes on one thing. And over the last 5 years, I have splintered it into so many different aspects and I've lost my focus of my plan A. And through having that, I have no one to rescue me. I created a scarcity around love because I live in two places and in the back of my mind, I go, no one will want to be with me. You know, no one will want to be with me. No one will make enough money to be with me. No one will be able to share this life with me. I have to be a billionaire in order to succeed and be happy. Like my focus is so on just me. I have to do all these things. I have to show up this way. I have to do this. I didn't even make room energetically for someone to be able to come into my life and be a fucking partner with me. Even though I was saying I wanted that, I haven't created space to even have that, you know? And so I was creating scarcity around love as well. And then on top of it, I meet this amazing person and I'm projecting all this shit from dumb dudes that didn't deserve me. And I'm putting on him and creating these ways so I don't even trust myself in a relationship where I'm not operating from my authentic self because I'm operating from like, I think this is what the world says I should be doing in this situation and how I should be acting. And I was really acting from a really inauthentic place, hence posting a picture seeking attention because really at the end of the day, I just wanted him. That's all I wanted was just him to pay attention to me. And instead it kind of snowballed into this whole thing. And I wasn't saying what I wanted, you know, I was just assuming he would know. And then of course I got in trouble for it and he didn't want to talk to me anymore. And have been crying over this whole thing because when you go through these parts of time, when you have to really realize like, we are so powerfully creating at every point in time that I powerfully created this whole entire situation for myself. But at the same time, I'm so incredibly blessed and so grateful to have had that instant happen to me because it's allowed me the space to be like, I need to cut out the things that don't serve me. Like, I don't want attention from other men. Like, I don't care. Like, I just don't care. That isn't what I want. Like what I want is to have an amazing, successful coaching business to help people release their scarcity in these areas of their lives. And I'm sharing this because I know that I'm not the only one experiencing these feelings in their lives as well. Because we all are part of a collective consciousness where we all share in the same stuff. And I'm so lucky that this happened because it really honed me in on like, this isn't what I want. And I don't enjoy these things. And they're not a part of who I want to be. And that's not how I want to show up in the world. And this isn't my purpose and calling and drive in my life. And it's been a really, really transitional phase for me. And with talking to my friends about it, I feel like we're all in a really transitional phase in our lives right now. We're in, you know, Q4, it's October. The end of the year is so close. And it's like, what do I want to create? And all I've ever wanted to be was a New York Times bestseller and an international speaker. That's all I wanted to be my entire life. That's all I want. and obviously coach people and help them, because most of the reason I love doing hair isn't because I like doing highlights. I actually hate it. I actually hate doing hair. I hate it. I've always hated it. I just was good at it and could make money doing it. It's never been something I've really loved, but it's the people and the relationships I have that I absolutely love. And it's the deep conversations I get to share with my friends and my clients that I love having. And that's what brings me so much joy with coaching people and helping them process their stuff. And like really reflecting back to them how amazing they are, not because of anything I'm doing. And it's the same thing with hair. Everyone is beautiful despite what I do to your hair. You came in beautiful. If I help you feel a certain way, that's all you anyways. So I am just really, really appreciative for this person for really showing me what is actually really important to me. And I'm really, really sad that it took me being a moron to make it happen. But I'm so grateful because I have been really, it's felt like I've had like 1,000 plates that I'm spinning and trying to keep up in the air when I really just needed to cut out things. So yeah, I can't wait to go to Thailand. I'm going to go there for 6 weeks, and in that 6 weeks, write a book. I really set the ground for what it is I want to create. And like all of this is like so powerful because just focusing on your plan A is what is important. Because when our energy is everywhere, we can't have any focus and nothing gets done, right? And it's the same thing with when you multitask. When you're multitasking, you're actually wasting more time than you are on achieving anything because you're actually not getting anything done. So you're actually less productive. So that's the same thing with having a plan B. And so starting in January 2023, there's no fucking plan Bs here. I cut out one plan B. The next one is a huge transition, which I actually don't even want to say because I don't want anyone to hear it and freak out because I just am not ready for the kickback on it. But yeah, I'm so excited to share the journey, and I'm so excited that we are ever evolving, we're ever changing, we're ever becoming wiser, we're ever learning. The process just keeps going on, and we're just becoming closer and closer to the best version of ourselves that we're fucking proud of. And I'm just so excited. So if you are in the boat of feeling that you have a lot of scarcity in different areas of your life, the Become Your Own Sugar Baby 12-week course will be available. We're launching it very soon. So you got to send me your email. You can DM me it. You can also find it on my website at itsconway.com. You can DM me, put your email there so you can get early access to the sign up for it. And I'm excited about the course because it's a course that's going to ever evolve and keep changing and being added to, because as we go through life and we have new experiences, we have new aha moments. And that's what makes life perfectly imperfect. But I always have wanted to just be able to show people the divinity that is in them and how powerful they are. Because even in the shitstorm of all the crap we create, that's the amazing part, is like we literally created this crazy life that we're in, which means we can powerfully create the opposite and what we want it to look like. And I've done really well at doing that in a lot of areas of my life. And it's cool to see that I can be evolving to even become a better version of that. And I just am so excited about the journey. And I just want to be able to share that space with other people to really know what their value and their worth is. So yeah, it just, this has been a really, really crazy, super bittersweet time, and then transitioning out of my Nashville home, going to Thailand, really taking a leap of faith there and realizing that there's so much intention behind why I'm doing something, and to keep singularly focused on what that attention is and intention is so massive. And then what is the intention and calling for the rest of the year? So anyways, I just wanted to share this with you because it's been something that's really been heavy on my heart. And I've literally cried, you know, every day, multiple times a day about it, because I just feel like it's such a loss. And anytime there's changes that are big like that in our lives, it's scary. And It can be scary, but I think that the thing that we don't need to fear is ever failure. I think what we need to fear the most is perfection. And when we wait for things to be perfect, we'll be waiting for fucking ever. So you got to just jump at some point and fucking figure it out. So I'm excited for this journey. DM me, drop your email if you're interested in the How to Be Your Own Sugar Baby course, because it's obviously gotten way fucking better than when I first even was going to launch it. So I'm so internally grateful for it. And thank you for just listening, and share this with friends. You can always snippet it. This, if you ever see like parts of this that you really like and you resonate with, post it on TikTok and tag me. I really appreciate it. But yeah, you guys are amazing, and I just can't wait to just show you what I have been creating and this baby that I'm trying to birth in my course. And it's going to be really so fucking powerful, because it's powerfully changed my life so much. And I'm really internally grateful for the reminders of who I am and the power I have inside, and not to let my energy be all over the place in all these areas that don't serve me.
Hey guys, I am so excited to announce that I have released my first edition of my 60-day self-love guided digital journal that is available on Etsy at the store Higher Conversations. This is the first in a series of guided journals that will be centered around different topics to help you reprogram your subconscious mind, boost your confidence, and help you become your highest version. I intentionally created these digital journals to be simple and easy to follow because, let's be real, we're all real busy and we aren't trying to do the most, we're just trying to heal. Because you're a listener of the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, I created the promo code Conway to use at checkout. You can find the link in the show notes below. Happy journaling!
Thank you for joining us today on the episode of Higher Conversations. If you're looking to take your personal growth to the next level and live the life of wealth and abundance you have been dreaming of, I offer coaching sessions that can help you unlock your full potential. Visit my website at itsconway.com or DM me on Instagram or TikTok at ConwayIsRad to learn more. If you found value in today's episode, please leave a review and share it with your friends and loved ones, because together we can inspire and uplift one another. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at higher.conversations for behind-the-scenes content, updates, and additional resources to support your journey towards abundance and fulfillment. Thank you for being a part of the Higher Conversations community. And until next time, embrace change and pursuing your dreams, because you can be blessed through something you would never consider a blessing.